So it has been about 5 to 7 billion years of the evolution of this universe, this solar system. So we examine as to what could be the cause which is responsible for this evolution. So it should be either causelessly a process, but that is something very untenable. It's very unwise an answer. So here then, the wisest thing would be say that there is a cause. And then from Buddhist perspective, so if you say that the cause would be a creator, something, an independent agent, or a permanent agent, it is not at all tenable, unsatisfactory an answer. So if the cause should be something permanent or eternal, then the result that it produces as well should be permanent and eternal. So it is because of the very reason that the resultant states, they are going on constant change and flux, that then infers that the cause as well has been undergoing tremendous constant flux and changes. So this is kind of the inference that we can almost carry on, we can do. And then so the Asanga, in his compendium of the tenets, compendium of high studies, Ngombo Kundu, so he spoke about three kinds of conditions. The invariable condition, or the unwavering condition, and the condition of impermanence, and the condition of potential. So the first, the unwavering condition, means that for something to be produced, there must be a cause. The cause must be an existent. And the condition, or the second one, the condition of impermanence, tells us as to this very existing cause must be something impermanent and not permanent. And the third one, the condition of the potential, tells us that this impermanent cause as well should be something concomitant with the resultant state, and not something not compatible with the causes, the resultant state. So again, if you reflect on carefully, we see that this the dependent origination by way of dependence on causes can be understood in two ways, at the external level and in the internal level. In the external level, so about the evolution of the universe and so forth, we see that they are dependent on some other concomitant causes. And in terms of the mind as well, the very positive qualities of the mind, their arisal depends on their respective positive mental states. And the negative states again, the mode of existence or arisal depends on the respectively negative states of mind. So we see that the understanding of dependent origination in ways of causality can be understood in two ways. One way by one at external, and the other one internal level. So it is because of this that even in the external world, So it is very, very difficult to posit the initial cause in terms of the whether it is in the case of the external world, in terms of the inanimate objects, the particles, and so forth, and also in terms of the internal world, the mind. So in terms of this world that we are in, so it is in the interim, with this evolution, it took about 5 to 7 million of years. So when asked as to what would be the reason for this evolution, there must be a reason. So for example, so this temple or the monastery is established on a place where originally there is nothing on it. So it is because that, if you reflect so well, we see that this is basically constructed in order for the new generation, the next monks, to be coming here or admitting themselves in this monastery, for them to be using this temple. So similarly, because that there are going to be animals or sentient beings who are going to inhibit this world system, that this world system is evolved. So it says in the Abhidharma Kosh, the metaphysics of Buddhism, by Vasubandhu, he said that it is by the process, by the power of the karma, the mental energies, that all these the universes, the world systems, they are created, they come about. And it is not by way of the power of the Buddhas, nor by the power of something else, but by way of the mere karma. And this, the karma, the propelling this universe, is not something through the power of something, through the prayer of something, but this is the very law. So in Buddhism, when we encourage the analytical inquiry, so there is something called the production or a mode of being by way of itself. For example, the fire is having the capacity to burn something. If we ask, why is this so? Then again, we'll say that this is very nature. So we see that we see a natural law governing the universe because of some negative mental states creating about a negative experiences, and a positive one creating about positive experiences, and the neutral causes bringing about neutral experiences. So we see that there is the operation of the causality at one level, which is very naturally occurring. And then on top of that, we can see that there is a divergent aspects in this universe. So originally, everything started from the particles or elements. And then we see that some of these elements, they gradually transform into human beings or sentient beings, and some gradually transform into the inanimate objects. So if you ask the next question as to why, what is actually the agent which is responsible for letting some of them transform into the animate objects and others into inanimate objects? So here the answer would be that the karma of the sentient beings, that is actually the one which is responsible for all these different kinds of causalities. And then another level of the causality would be that In terms of the experiences, different kinds of experiences that we generate, the experience of pain, so that we say call it suffering, and experience the pleasant experience we say is happiness. And then again, in terms of the experiences of suffering, of happiness, so that can be again explained at two levels, one at the conceptual level and the other on the sensorial level. So since that all these experiences, whether painful or happiness, the pleasurable, so they are all again derived through dependence on their respective causes. So those causes which are responsible for bringing about the unpleasurable experiences or painful experiences are classified as negative actions or negative mental states. And since that this experience of pain really inflicts suffering on us, as such, we say that this very cause, which is responsible in inflicting painful experiences in us, is something undesirable or negative. And whereas those causes which cause the pleasurable experiences in us are classified as positive or virtuous actions. And then in terms of the virtuous and unvirtuous actions, so they again can be classified into different divisions.